Good morning, everyone. Am I on? Am I on? Good. Okay, good. Good morning, everyone.
大家早上。
You know, this is the first time I preach in the Chinese service ever since we started meeting in person.
我今次呢是其实呢在实体崇拜开始之后呢我第一次在当中跟大家分享神的信息。
And I look out, I don't recognize many of you.
咁呢我望一望呢我好多呢我都唔认识㗎你哋嘅面孔。
And I think that's a great thing. Probably bad thing on my part, but good thing that we're having newcomers and new members in our church.
好感謝下其實呢個都係一件好事嚟㗎因為有多啲新嘅人喺我哋當中。
So let me introduce myself briefly. My name is Ben. I'm the English pastor at our church.
讓我自我介紹我係胡牧師我係呢個教會嘅英文部牧師。
And so I have three boys.
我有三個仔。
11, 9, and soon to be 6.
11歲、9歲同埋一個就嚟6歲。
So I'm really thankful that I have an opportunity to serve you today and share with you God's word.
咁我好感謝感恩下因為今日有機會同大家分享神嘅說話。
Before I begin my sermon, I actually want to say a word to those of you who are not believers.
喺開始嘅時候呢我想同大家一啲未認識耶穌基督嘅人呢去分享喎。
Because Pastor Chung asked me to share a word that will hopefully help us to continue on beyond our missions month.
咁咧，因為啊，陳牧師問叫我咧去到分享一啲嘢，令到我哋咧喺過咗宣教年會之後，仍然可以繼續推動呢個宣教工作。
So maybe for some of you who are non-believers, this message you will feel like has nothing to do with you.
但係你對於未認識耶穌基督嘅你咧，可能你會覺得這個嘅信息對我冇乜關係啊。
And you will be right.
你可能都啱嘅嚇。
But before you turn off your on YouTube, turn it off, or you close your eyes here.
但係如你喺关咗呢个嘅 YouTube 视频啊，或者行开之前咧
，What I want you to know is this。
我想你知道一件事。
This message is actually really about you。
呢个信息其实就系关乎你嘅。
Because we are going to talk to those of us who are believers。
因为我哋藉住呢一个嘅信息嚟到去同一啲未认识耶稣基督嘅人。
We're going to talk to us as believers, look at the Word of God and look at what God has called us to do。
呢个就系神要我哋。基督徒要去做嘅工作。
Because this message is going to be about mobilizing believers like me and many of you to reach out to those of you who are non-believers.
因为今日呢个嘅信息就正正系要系装备我同埋当中所有嘅基督徒要去同一啲未认识耶稣基督嘅人去分享。
In Isaiah chapter 43 verse 4, God gave this word to his rebellious people, lost people.
在以赛亚书43章4节他说因我看你为宝为尊。
Can you read the whole thing?
又因我爱你所以我使人代替你使列邦人替换你的生命。
God want to give people in exchange for your life.
神要我们去到代替你的生命。
For those of you who may be non-believers who don't believe in Jesus yet,
如果有些未认识耶稣基督的人
this whole message, whole sermon is about God mobilizing everybody around you to bring God's love to you.
今日呢个信息就正正就系要提醒我哋一啲认识耶稣基督嘅人，叫我哋去接触你。
God is calling every believer to give up their lives so that others who don't know Jesus will come to know Jesus.
嘅信息就系叫我哋去到付出我哋嘅生命嚟到去。帮助呢啲未认识耶稣基督嘅人。
So this is the reason why we're preaching this sermon.
所以今日我哋有呢一个嘅信息。
You who don't know Jesus yet is the reason why we as believers need to learn this lesson.
就系因为你哋未认识耶稣基督，以致我哋今日有呢一个嘅信息。
Okay, so now let's go to the sermon now.
好，咁而家我哋翻去呢个嘅讲道题目啦。
Right before Thanksgiving break.
咁喺呢个嘅感恩节。之前呢
My youngest son who's a kindergartner.
我个细仔吓佢仲系喺幼稚园。
Had a little identity crisis.
佢有一个叫做身份危机吓。
Not an identity crisis about himself.
唔系佢自己嘅身份危机。
He has some identity crisis about his dad, me.
佢嘅身份危机咧系关乎佢嘅爸爸。
At school, the teacher asked, "What does your dad do?"
喺学校里边咧，佢老师就问你爸爸做乜嘢噶
？Most kids gave one answer.
大部分嘅小朋友咧都系俾咗一个答案。
My youngest son gave three answers。
我个仔咧俾咗三个答案。
He said my dad is a chef。
我爸爸咧系个厨师。
My dad is a policeman。
我爸爸系个警察。
And my dad is a janitor at church。
我爸爸咧都系打扫教堂嘅嗰位清洁员。
You see, the reason why he sees it is because every day, most days, I'm cooking at home for him.
佢點解咁講呢？因為佢好多時都喺屋企咧，見到我每日為佢哋煮飯。
For some of you know that once I'm a volunteer chaplain in our local sheriff station here.
我亦都係咧呢度附近嘅警局嘅呢個嘅員警嘅警務。
So every week he hears dad going to the police station.
咁所以咧每個禮拜佢都聽到爸爸要去警局嘅。
And every Saturday he comes and clean church with dad.
咁咧每個星期六咧佢都會陪爸爸過嚟咧打掃教堂。
So in his mind, who I am is what I do.
咁喺佢個腦裏邊咧，我做乜嘢咧就係佢覺得我係邊個啦。
But really, the only identity that he needs to know is that I'm his dad.
但其實佢所需要認識嘅我嘅身份咧就係我係佢阿爸。
And so often as believers, we get it mixed up of our identity and who we are and what we do.
在作为一个基督徒，我们很多时候都会混淆了我们自己的身份。
In this passage that we just read,
在我们刚刚读到的这篇的经文，
Paul, the Apostle Paul, reminded the Christians at the time what is their identity.
保罗再一次提醒我们我们是基督徒的这个身份。
See, in this world, we do things to get identity.
在这个现实的社会里面，我们做些什么，以致我们去到认识我们自己的身份。
So when you meet someone new, what's the first question they ask you? What do you do?
通常你见到一个新的朋友，你第一件事你会问他什么？哇，你做哪行的？
And for many of us, that's how we find identity. I get more, do more, perform more. That's who I am. That's what gives me identity.
所以这个世界上面，很多时候我们的价值就是我们要做多些事，以致我们的价值能够可以增加。
But here's the beauty of the gospel.
但是福音的美丽的地方
就是。Here's the beauty of the Bible, what God has given to us.
因为是在圣经里面神给我们一个身份。
That we don't need to get an identity. We already have an identity because we are in Jesus Christ.
我们不需要赞取一个身份，我们已经有这个身份。
Jesus did everything.
其实耶稣基督已经为我们做了所有的事。
Now you have an identity. All you need to do is just live it out.
我们已经有这个身份，我们所需要做的事就是要活出这个身份。
Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17.
在哥林多后书5章17节里面这
样说。Let's read that together.
我们一起读出。因此若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
Our primary identity is what? We are a new person, new creation.
我们这里这个经文说我们是一个全新的版本，一个创作。
You are not a better person.
我们不是只是变了一个更加好的人。
You see, what, before we have Christ,
在我们认识耶稣基督之前呢，
sin,
罪
rob us of our identity.
罪抢夺了我们的身份。
God made us, created us to be like in the image of God.
神照祂的形象去到创造了我们。
And because of sin, we lost that identity.
因为罪的缘故，我们失去了这个身份。
And because of Christ, because you put your faith in Jesus, now you have a completely new identity.
因为我们将我们的信心放在耶稣基督的身上，我们有一个全新的身份。
Not a better identity, a new identity.
不是一个好一点，不是一个进步版的。
The best picture I can think of is a caterpillar becoming a butterfly.
我想到的一个例子就是好像一个毛毛虫变成一只蝴蝶这样。
Caterpillar is ugly, slimy, and gross.
这些毛毛虫呢很滑潺潺，样又不好看。
It crawls on the ground, you step on it, you don't care about it.
如果你在地下不小心踩到它的话，你都不会心痛。
But through this transformation, this caterpillar through the cocoon eventually become a butterfly.
但是这条毛毛虫后来会变成一个茧，后来变成一只蝴蝶就完全不同了。
The butterfly is not a version of the caterpillar. A butterfly is a butterfly.
蝴蝶不是一个毛毛虫的改进版，而是一个全新的种类。
A caterpillar used to be a parasite, but now a butterfly pollinate, spread pollen everywhere for flowers.
本来它是毛毛虫的时候它是一个寄生虫，但是它变成蝴蝶之后它又变得很有用处去传播花粉。
And the same is true for you and me.
其实对于我和你的身份也一样。
Because Christ is in your life, you know what the scripture says in verse 21 is not on screen. But I'll read it.
在21节那里是这样讲，哥林多前书5章21节是这样讲。
It says that God, we have become the righteousness of God.
我哋神使那无罪的替我们成为罪。
You, because of Christ, have Jesus' righteousness.
我哋因为我哋接受咗耶稣基督，我哋有耶稣基督嘅义。
Something that we will never be able to do on our own.
呢样嘢系我哋自己点样都赚取唔到。
Now, because of that, when I look at God one day when I die, God accept me into His kingdom because of God Jesus' blood.
有一日，当我哋进入天家嘅时候，我哋完全系因为耶稣基督嘅宝血缘故。
So first identity we have is what we are a new person.
所以第一样嘢，我哋要知道我哋呢个系有一个新嘅身份，全新嘅身份。
Now, for many of us who are Christians for a long time, we know we often just stop right at that identity.
喺做咗一段时间嘅基督徒，我哋好多时会停留，我哋知道我哋会停留喺呢开始嘅呢个阶段。
I am good with God.
我同神有个好嘅关系。
I have the righteousness of God, I get to go to heaven.
我有神嘅义，我结果就可以进入天家啦。
And that's great.
呢样好，当然好好。
But then Paul went on, there is an other identity that he has called us and reminded us.
但是保罗再一次提醒我哋，我哋仲有另外一个身份。
That we're not only to live in Christ, but we also to live for Christ.
我哋唔单止系有耶稣基督喺我哋嘅生命里面，我哋更加要活出基督。
When in verse 17 it says, in Christ, you are a new creation.
我哋知道喺十七节里面讲，我哋喺耶稣基督里面，我哋有一个新嘅，我哋系一个新嘅创造。
But Paul tells us there is another identity that we better not forget.
但系保罗再继续再提醒我哋，叫我哋要知道我哋仲有另一个身份。
What is that identity?
呢个系咩一个咩嘅身份
？Let's read verse 20 together.
我哋一齐读第二十节。所以我们作基督的使者，就好像神藉我们劝你们一般，我们。
So,Sorry,
我们替That's okay.
We are now not just new creation in Christ, but we are also ambassadors for Christ.
我哋唔单止喺神里边系一个新嘅创造，我哋更加系基督嘅大使。
We're not only thinking about as Christian, I want to become like Jesus, but also we need to go live for Jesus.
我哋唔单止系希望好似神一同基督一样咁样嘅去到活出嚟。我哋更加要为主嚟到活出嚟。
We are not only there, open the Bible, go to worship to know God more, but we also go out to help people to actually know God too.
我哋唔单止净系嚟打开圣经吓，学习神嘅话，令到我哋有对神有更多嘅认识。我哋更加要行出去，让更多嘅人去到认识呢个嘅圣经。
We're not only just recipient, receiving God's saving grace.
我哋唔单止系一个接受者吓，一个福音嘅接受者。
But we also are called to be a participant of God's redeeming grace.
我哋更加要去学习，去到做一个福音嘅参与者。
Ambassadors today are not that much different from ambassador back then in Paul's time.
今日所谓嘅大使呢个嘅职份吓，同过去喺保罗时代一个嘅大使其实都系差唔多。
Every country send ambassadors to other countries for the sake of having peace.
每一个嘅国家吓，佢哋都会派出一啲嘅大使，希望同其他国家咧系有和平。
The one job of the ambassador is to seek the interests of the king or the president of the country that he or she represents。
大使嘅工作就系去代表佢自己所代表嘅呢个国家嘅元首。
He has authority, he or she has authority。
佢自己有呢个嘅能力。
But that's not his or her authority. He or she was sent by someone to exercise that authority.
但其实那个身份，那个权力不是他自己而来的，而是差他那个人赋予他的。
And Paul used this picture for you and me and said, that's who you are. You represent King Jesus.
保罗就是这样讲了，其实我们每一个作为基督徒，我们都是基督的大使。
He said there is a ministry for you and a message for you.
我哋每一个嘅基督徒都有个事工，都有一个嘅信息。
2 Corinthians 5:18-19 tells us what is the ministry that you and I share as Christians, and also what is the message we're to use to bring that ministry, to get that ministry done.
喺哥林多后书第五章十八到到十九节，佢讲出我哋呢一个嘅新职份系乜嘢。
Verse 18 tells us here's the ministry.
第十八节呢度讲出我哋嗰个嘅事工系乜嘢
？It is a ministry of reconciliation。
呢个嘅事工就系要与人去到和好。
And how do we get that? What is the message?
呢个嘅信息系乜嘢咧
？It is the message of reconciliation。
呢个系一个和好嘅信息。
I love the Chinese translation。
我好鍾意中文嘅翻译。
Because the English word is super long and no one ever knows what that means.
因为呢英文呢呢个字 reconciliation 好长啊好多人都唔知道呢个字嘅解释。
But this is very clear in Chinese. You want peace in relationship.
但係喺中文呢就好咁样去表达到出嚟我哋要与人去到建立一个和好和平。
That's probably one of the high ideal for us as Asian and Chinese harmony.
咁所以我哋喺中国人下我哋都好讲求和平下。
But this harmony, this reconciliation is not just between people.
但呢个嘅和平唔单止係人与人之间。
God said this reconciliation is between God and rebellious people.
呢个嘅和平係神同埋一个反叛嘅人之间嘅一个。
Rebellious people like me before I found Christ.
我自己喺未认识耶稣基督之前，我系一个好反叛嘅人。
And so your job and my job as Christians is to bring God and lost people together.
所以你呢个系正正就系你同我作为一个基督徒嘅工作，就系将一啲叛逆神嘅人带翻去佢嘅身边。
There is sin standing between lost people and God.
喺叛逆神嘅人同埋神之间有一个好大嘅鸿沟。
And of all the ways that God wants to bring people back to Himself, He chose you and me.
喺好多能够可以建立呢个和好关系嘅方法里边，佢拣选咗你同埋我。
I'm not sure about you, but if I were God, I would certainly not choose me.
嗱，我唔知你吓，但如果我自己谂下，如果我系神嘅话，我一定唔会拣我。
Of all the ways that God chose to bring lost people to Himself, He chose.Broken, imperfect people, forgetful people, sometimes disobedient people like me, to help others to come to know him.
在所有的方法当中，神拣选了用一个不完全、一个反叛的人、一个的我，来到去做这个和平的工作。
And that's every one of our assignment.
但其实这个正正是我们每一个基督徒的任务。
You see, being an ambassador, this is really important. Being an ambassador is not just something you do.
作为一个大使，你唔系净系去做嘢嘅。
It's who you are.
这个亦都系你嘅身份。
That's who you are. You are a Christian. You are an ambassador for Christ.
你系一个基督徒，你就系基督耶稣嘅大使。
And so often we have it the other way. We just say, "I'm a Christian," but on occasion, I will go be ambassador for Christ sometime.
但是很多时我们的想法就是我们是一个基督徒但是我们选择性有阵时去做基督的大使的身份。
You see, a basketball player does what?
一个篮球员他做什么
?Plays basketball.
他去打篮球啦。
A soccer player does what?
足球员做什么
?Go kick soccer ball.
踢足球啦。
A teacher does what?
一个教师是做什么
?teach.
去教学生。
A coach does what?
一个教练做什么
?coach.
就是去教他的队员。
Now here's a trick question. A Christian should do what?
但我现在问你一个问题一个基督徒你应该做什么
?We should be ambassadors for Jesus.
我们其实是要做基督耶稣的大使。
That is who we are.
这个就是我们的身份。
In fact, as long as we're breath in this world,
其实就算我们只要尚有一息尚存在这个地上
we have been given this assignment, this ministry.
这个的工作这个的任务也都已经是托付了。
We will not have this forever.
我们不会永远有这个的任务的。
Our theme for this year is Christ will return. Look,
我们今年教会的主题是主会回来。
This assignment will end.
这个的任务会有一天完
结。But as long as we're here, we're called to do this because that's who we are.
但是只要我们一息尚存工作尚未完成这个的任务 我哋依然要背负嘅。
Because you put your faith in Jesus, Jesus said, this is who you are now. Now live likewise.
因为我哋将我哋嘅信心建立喺耶稣基督嘅身上嘅时候，我哋就有呢一个嘅任务。
It is not reserved only to those who have the personality to do it.
唔系净系某一啲性格嘅人，佢哋要做。
Not to those who are very social around people. That's their job. No, it's not.
唔系净系啲好善于社交嘅人嘅工作。
Being an ambassador for Jesus is not only reserved to those who have a lot of time to do it.
亦都唔系净系赋予一啲好多时间去用嘅人。
Those who are older.
可能系一啲比较年长嘅。
More mature.
可能比较成熟嘅。
More experienced.
可能有经验嘅。
Being, no, no, no. God said when you are, if you are a new creation, which is an identity I give you, you are also an ambassador.
其实都唔系啊，其实只要你系接受咗耶稣基督成为你个人救主，你已经有呢个大使嘅身份。
Being an ambassador are not reserved to professionals.
我哋唔系要将呢啲嘢交俾一啲专业人士去做。
Professionals like me that get paid, I don't get paid to be ambassador. I should be an ambassador of Christ with or without pay.
我唔系受薪成为一个基督嘅使者，无论我受薪与否，我都系基督嘅使者。
You see, last month we looked at, I love our sharing from the missionaries last month during Missions Month.
好感恩下过去一个月我哋有呢个宣教联会。
But I think we will miss their point if we don't see ourselves as missionaries.
但是如果不认识我们自己都是一个宣教士的身份的话，我相信我们就达不到那个的目标。
They are missionaries halfway around the world.
过去那些所分享的，他们可能在地球的另一边作为一个基督的使者，一个宣教
士。You and I are missionaries right here.
其实我和你就是在这里本地的一个宣教士。
God calls some to go far away. God keeps some right here. There are 2 million people in SGV who do not know Jesus yet.
神差一些的人去远方作为宣教士，神亦都留好多嘅人喺本地成为本地嘅宣教士，系净系喺圣盖博谷呢个地方，我哋有200万嘅人。
You see, being an ambassador is who we are, is part of our lifestyle.
成为基督嘅使者系我哋生命嘅一部分。
It's a lifestyle for every believer, everywhere, all the time.
呢个亦都系我哋嘅生活嘅方式，无论何时何地。
I want you to do a little math with me.
我想大家同我一起计一条嘅数吓。
I know it's church, we still do math sometimes here.、
我知道呢度系教会，但系我哋有阵时都会学下数学。
Let's say that you spend 6 hours a week in our church program, small group worship, whatever ministry you're part of.
比如你喺每个礼拜咧，你花6个小时喺教会嘅所有嘅活动里边。
And you did it 52 weeks in a row.
你52个礼拜吓冇缺席，个个礼拜都嚟。
And you add up all those hours.
如果你加将呢啲所有嘅时间加埋
，it will only make. I might have my math done wrong. Correct me later, okay?
4%
of your time in a year will be here at church. 4%.
我哋其实只系花咗我哋一年里边4%嘅时间。
So that means there are 96% of time that you are not involved in any ministry here, quote unquote church ministry, or at church.
即是说我们每个人都有96%的时间是花在不是在教会里面所进行的。
So let me ask you, do you think God wants us to be Christ's ambassador only in the 4%? Or he wants us to be all 96% as well?
我想问大家一个问题，你想是做这个4%的基督使者啊，定是做这个96%的基督使者？
You see, the honest picture is we spend time 96% one way or another.
老实讲，呢96%嘅时间，我哋点都系会使咗去噶啦。
So we are never just a father.
所以我唔会净系作为一个嘅父亲。
I am not. You may not just be a mother.
你亦都唔会净系作为一个母亲。
You are not just an accountant.
你唔系净系做一个嘅会计。
You are not just a grandparent.
你唔系净系做一个嘅祖父母。
You are not just a mechanic.
你唔系净系一个修理员。
You're not just a neighbor to someone.
你唔系净系做一个某个人嘅邻居。
Because regardless of who you are, what you do for a profession, you are already an ambassador for Jesus.
因为无论你嘅职业身份系如何，你都背负咗基督使者嘅身份。
So no matter where you are,
所以无论你喺边度
What you do,
你做緊啲乜嘢
？Your word, action, all matters to reflect Jesus.
你嘅说话都系代表咗基督。
Your character can reflect Jesus.
你嘅性格亦都反映咗基督。
What that means is this.
即系咩意思咧
？At home,
喺屋企里边。
Those of you might have kids, grandkids, maybe someone else's kids.
你可能系某个人嘅孩子啊，儿女，又或者系某个人嘅父母啊，祖父母。
That is your mission field.
呢个就系你嘅和场。
That is where you need to be an ambassador for Jesus.
呢个就系你作为成为一个基督使者嘅机会。
When your kids are arguing with you,
当你嘅儿女吓同你发生争执嘅时候
，How you talk back with them, your tone, your spirit with them, that should be a reflection of Christ, or is it reflection of yourself?
你对佢嘅回应会系反映咗基督。定系反映咗你自己。
For some of us, some of you might have unsaved spouse.
可能喺当中有一啲嘅配偶，可能系未认识耶稣基督。
The way you talk respectfully to them.
你有冇好谦恭敬嘅去到同佢哋讲
？Forgive them redemptively.
有冇从一个救恩嘅角度
？Serve them sacrificially.
用一个牺牲。
Might just be the best representation that they need to see that Jesus is real.
令到佢哋你嘅配偶睇到耶稣基督系几咁真实嘅。
For those of you who probably spent the other half of the time at work,
有我哋当中有好多系喺工作可能好长时间嘅。
How you work at work matters to God.
你点样你个工作态度系直接反映咗基督。
Does it reflect honesty?
亦都我哋睇到我哋嘅诚唔诚实。
Does it reflect hardworking?
有冇反映到你嘅勤劳
？Does it reflect love?
有冇反映到爱
？We know every workplace there are always gossip everywhere.
有冇我哋知道每一个工作嘅地方都会有
？Are you reflecting Christ in not contributing to those gossips?
我哋有冇系阻止咗呢啲嘅事情发生
？When you go out to eat,
我哋出去食饭嘅时候。
You have an opportunity to represent Jesus.
我哋有机会去到代表耶稣。
This is really bad because I've known a server who is non-believer. This is what he said to me.
我认识咧一位一个 waiter 吓，佢系serve 餐嘅俾我。
They don't believe Jesus. He doesn't believe Jesus.
佢哋系未认识耶稣基督。
But he knows I'm a pastor.
但系佢知道我系一个嘅牧师。
He told me I hate when a big group of Christians show up at my restaurant.
佢同我咁讲，佢话我好唔中意咧一大群嘅基督徒喺个餐厅度出现。
They stay the longest.
因为佢哋咧一定系留喺嗰度咧最长时间噶。
Tip the least.
但系咧亦都系俾最少 tips 嘅。
Now I'm not saying how much you should tip it, you know, but sometimes every opportunity, where even eating at a restaurant, can reflect Jesus.
嗱，我唔系教大家要去俾几多小费，但系我想。话俾大家听，我哋所做所行嘅，其实都系反映咗。
You see, being an ambassador for Christ is not just finding more things to do.
成为基督嘅使者，我哋唔系净系一路去揾嘢做啊。
Because you are already doing things.
因为你其实已经系做紧好多嘢。
You are already in relationships.
你已经系喺一个嘅关系嘅啦。
Anyone here that feel like they have a really easy day, they want more things to do, raise your hand.I'll tell Pastor Chung he can find you something to do here at church.
我哋当中咧有冇人咧？你觉得你每一个生活咧都好多时间剩翻嘅？你举举手吓，我叫阿徐牧师揾你帮手做一啲嘢。
We all live busy lives.
我哋每一个都生活喺一个繁忙嘅生活。
Being an ambassador of Christ is not saying, "Let me get my calendar. I'll put more things in there."
成为基督使者唔系叫我哋攞个日历出嚟，跟住喺度塞满晒。做嘅事情。
Being an ambassador means that we are actually going to take advantage of the daily rhythm of your life.
其实成为基督使者，我哋就要睇我哋每一个生活节奏，而我哋点样去配合。
You eat.
你去食嘢。
You do grocery shopping.
你可能去买餸。
You spend time with your family.
你可能同屋企人有时间一齐。
You go to work.
你去翻工。
Some of you might be take a bus to go to work.
你有可能系搭巴士。
See, the question is not ask getting more things to do. The question is we need to ask ourselves this question. Very simple question.
问题就唔系我哋要去揾更多嘅嘢去做，而系去自己问一个个问题。
How can I best represent Jesus in this place with this particular person that I'm with?
喺呢一刻呢一时，我点样能够可以代表耶稣基督 与嗰个人建立关系。
Everywhere you go, ask that question. When you're engaging with that person, how can I be the best reflection of Jesus right here with that person?
我喺呢一刻，我当见到呢个人同一个人相处嘅时候，我点能够可以反映到基督喺我嘅身上
？Sometimes you may share the gospel.
有阵时你可能去同佢分享福音。
Sometimes you just need to hold your mouth, not say anything bad.
但有阵时咧，你可能只系需要咧。去勒住自己嘅舌头，唔好讲啲衰嘢。
Sometimes it's a time you give an encouragement to someone.
有阵时可能你系要去俾一啲嘅鼓励个人。
Sometimes you need to roll up your sleeve and serve that person, even though you know that person is wrong, and you still serve them.
有阵时你可能就算见到个人系错嘅，你都一样去服侍佢，帮助佢。
Let me give you a little exercise that you can practice this week.
我俾大家一个嘅练习吓。
If you ever wonder where your mission field is,
如果你想知道你嘅宣教嘅和田喺边度
，This is how you find it.
你点样揾咧
？Okay, so everyone look at your feet.
你望下你只脚。
So wherever you're standing,
你所掂到嘅地方
，That's where your mission field is.
呢个就系你宣教嘅工作。
So after lunch, I'm already thinking about after your service today.
咁啊，喺今日崇拜完咗之后咧
，You are going to hop onto the car。
你会上车系咪
？Some of you going to have kids in the car。
有啲咧，你会有小朋友喺你嘅车度。
That's the mission field you have。
嗰个都系你嘅宣教工作。
Some of you going to go out for lunch。
有啲咧，你可能会出去食晏。
The restaurant where your feet are。
嗰个餐馆喺你脚踏嘅餐馆。
That's your mission field。
嗰个就系你宣教嘅和
场。And ask the Holy Spirit to show you this answer for this question。
跟住你要自己问呢个问题，我点样能够喺呢个地方向呢个人最好咁展现耶稣基督
？I want to share with you a story that recently happened in our English congregation.
我想同大家分享一个啱啱喺我哋英文部发生嘅一件事。
One of the sisters, she is a pharmacy student.
有一个嘅姊妹，佢系读紧药剂。
And so for every 6 weeks, she would go to a different workplace to get experience.
咁每六个星期咧，佢都要去唔同嘅地方轮流去学习。
Now for those students, what they do is they're gonna show up.
咁嗰啲学生咧就会系出现啦。
Do their job.
做佢嘅工作。
And move on.
跟住咧就去下一笪地方。
You're only spending 6 weeks with that company, that store.
咁佢只系需要咧系花六个星期喺嗰个同一个地方里边。
But this sister was so convicted.
但系呢个姊妹咧，佢系个心里边咧好大嘅鼓励佢。
To be an ambassador for Jesus，
佢要成为佢心里边要觉得佢要成为一个基督嘅使者。
She really took it seriously that her feet took her to that workplace every day. She's going to make that to be her mission field.
咁佢每一日去到个工作嘅地方咧，佢都认为佢都知道咧呢一个就系佢嘅宣教和场。
She worked 40 hours probably at the pharmacy store.
佢一个礼拜喺嗰度工作40个钟头。
She pray and make it a point that that would be her mission trip for the next 6 weeks.
咁佢为到呢一个嘅地方去到祷告，佢话呢六个礼拜呢个就系我嘅宣教和。
She brings her breakfast early to go to work.
佢会早啲带早餐去工作嘅地方。
She could have stayed longer at her apartment, eat breakfast there, but she brings it to work.
佢其实可以留喺佢住嘅地方耐啲，享受完个早餐先去翻工，但系佢早啲。带个早餐翻工。
Open her Bible and does her Bible reading at work。
喺佢工作嘅地方，佢因为咁样早翻嘅，佢可以打开圣经去到研读。
She make it a point to ask how her preceptor is every single day. How are you doing? What are stressing you out?
咁佢每一日都问佢个嘅老师吓，你每一日你嘅生活系点样啊？有冇啲咩系你觉得好大压力嘅
？She didn't push Jesus onto him. She just shared with him, "Hey, I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to ask my small group to pray for you."
佢咧冇夹硬咧将耶稣塞俾呢一个嘅老师吓，但系咧佢就话俾呢个导师听，我会为你去到祷告，我亦都会叫我嘅小组为你祷告。
Week in and week out, she has conversation, show concern, be the best worker she can be.
咁每个星期每一日佢都系。成为一个呢个嘅导师嘅聆听者，成为一个好嘅工人。
And at the end of her internship there，
喺佢呢一个嘅实习到最后嘅时候
，She kind of gave this challenge to her preceptor。
佢发出为佢嘅导师发出一个挑战。
So she said, "If I pass this, would you read the Bible with me?"
如果我通过咗嘅话，你会唔会同我一齐读圣经
？And God honors her faithfulness。
神 悦纳咗佢嘅信心。
Her preceptor said, "Yes, if you pass this, I will read the Bible with you."
咁跟住佢个导师就讲话：好啦，你通过嘅话咧，我就同你一齐读圣经。
And just two weekends ago，
啊，喺两个星期之前
，her and another brother in our church went out to read the Bible with this preceptor.
佢同埋教会另一位嘅弟兄就一齐去咗，同佢呢位嘅导师一同去到读圣经。
He's not yet a Christian.
佢仲未系一个嘅基督徒呢个导师。
But they committed to continue to read the Bible together, discover who Jesus for the next 6 weeks.
但系佢同呢一个嘅导师已经有约定，喺未来嘅六个礼拜将会一路睇圣经，去到发掘耶稣系边个。
You see, she didn't have to do that.
佢其实唔需要咁样做。
She could have just give a link of our church and say, go on to watch the worship service.
啊，佢可以俾净系俾条 YouTube link 个。这个的导师说，啊，你点击咁去睇呢个崇拜啦。
You see, what's the hardest thing about being an ambassador for Christ?
你知道作为基督使者最大的困难是什么吗？
You know, what's the biggest hurdle to be an ambassador for Jesus?
是成为基督使者最大的挑战是什么？
Right here. Me.
在这里。
It sounds really good to be an ambassador for Jesus.
啊，作为基督使者，啊，听起上来好好听。
It sounds really spiritual.
啊，亦都非常之熟灵啊！听起嚟
，sounds like a good name。
啊，听起嚟咧系一个好嘅名称。
But a lot of times we stand in the way of ourselves。
但系好多时我哋自己就成为咗自己嘅障碍。
Because let's be honest, some days I just want to be the king。
老实讲，有啲日子我自己都想成为一个自己嘅皇帝啊。
I just want to hang out with people that I'm comfortable with。
我净系想同我觉得舒服嘅人。一齐嘅去到相处。
I don't want to risk someone saying no to me.
我唔想冒住呢个嘅呢个被拒绝嘅机会。
I think every Sunday we recite the Lord's Prayer here.
我知道每个星期我哋都会背诵主祷文。
In the Lord's Prayer, I don't think it's an accident that Jesus pray, "Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven."
所以当我们去到背诵主祷文，愿你的国降临的时候，我相信这个不是一个偶然，不是一个意外。
It's not a coincidence that actually go first before he teaches us to ask for our daily bread.
其实耶稣在这个的主祷文里面正正就是教导我们首先要求他的国，他的义，之后才看到自己的需要。
God first, us second.
神是成为优先，我们是次要的。
An ambassador has no authority, no kingdom of his own.
一个作为一个大使，我们自己没有自己的国度，我们没有自己的权力。
We are just representing Jesus.
我们只不过是耶稣基督的一个代表。
You know what Jesus said? What does it mean to be a faithful ambassador?
你知不知道耶稣基督怎样去到讲一个忠心的大使是做什么？
Hard words, he says this, seek first his kingdom and his righteousness.
是要去先寻求他的国和他的义。
He said, how do you become an effective ambassador for Christ?
我们怎样能够成为一个有效的大使啊？
Jesus said, deny yourself, take up your cross daily and follow me.
就是我们要背起神给我们的十字架，天天跟从他。
How can we be a fruitful ambassador of Jesus, bringing people, connecting them back to Jesus?
我们怎样可以将人带回去耶稣基督的里面呢？
Jesus said, unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and die, it remains a single seed. But when it dies, it produces many.
他就说一粒子粒如果落在地里面不是落在地里面的话仍旧只是一粒，但是如果落在地里面死了就会结出许多的果实。
So I love sports.
我很喜欢运动的。
Before COVID started, we were playing in a basketball league with some of our English congregation.
在疫情未开始之前，我和我英文部的一班弟兄，我们都会打篮。
Well, they were very excited, they want to make a jersey.
他们很兴奋，他们要整球衣。
But if you know anything about jersey, generally there's a name in the front, but there's also a name in the back.
如果你知道球衣的设计的话，通常在球衣的前面就有两个名字。前面一个名，后面一个名。
And in sports, there is a saying.
在运动界里面有一句这样的说话。
Don't play for the back of your jersey, play for the front of your jersey.
不要为着球衣后面的名字去打拼， 而是为了求依前面的名字去竞争。
The idea is very simple.
这个其实很简单的这个概念。
Because, by the way, this is me, okay. If I can score 50 points and our team can still lose.
你想想我可以在一场比赛里面入50分但是我对波呢一样会输的。
Because I can score 50 points because I want everyone to know how great of a score I am.
我如果一场里面入50分我其实只是想表现我是一个入球几劲的一个人。
Everyone would give me a clap, everyone would cheer for me, but then our team lost, isn't that the whole point of the game, the team to win?
但是到最后呢啲人呢为我入球咁多嚟去拍手掌但是到最后呢我对球队输咗咁其实就是背负咗呢一个球赛本来嗰个嘅意义。
But what if that game, I don't need to score 50 points, but I need to make 50 passes.
但是如果我在那场的球赛我不是入50分而是我是传50球。
And no one is going to even notice that I make 50 passes.
可能甚至没有人会看得出我做过这50个的传球。
Like, would I still be willing to do that?
但我仍然会愿意做这件事。
And the question I want to ask you today is the same thing.
我今天想跟大家问的问题都是一样。
We all, in some ways, wear a jersey for Jesus.
我们都每一个人都是背了耶稣基督这个的球衣。
The team actually is not FCBCSGV.
那个队名不是 FCBCSGV.
The team actually is Jesus.
个队名其实是耶稣基督。
We need every one of you back here.
我们要每一个人都是穿起这件球衣。
But the real question for all of us is, are we playing for this back name? Or are we playing for the front name?
我想问大家的个问题就是你究竟想为你这件球衣前面的名字去竞争抑或是球衣后面的名字
Do we want our kingdom or do we want God's kingdom to come?
我们要我们的国度来临还是我们要耶稣基督的国度来临
Because the harsh the reality is this, that in order for God's kingdom to come, it will cost us something.
因为我们如果希望耶稣基督的国降临希望神的国降临的话我哋要付出一啲嘅代价。
I want to end on this verse right here for you.
我喺最后用呢一节嘅经文去结束。
Because we can look at this and say, what a sacrifice I need to make for Jesus.
我哋要为耶稣基督作一啲咩嘅牺牲呢
？But what I want to challenge you to think of this is what a great gift we can have from Jesus.
但系我想同大家讲，耶稣基督其实俾咗一个好嘅礼物。
Verse 19 tells us how do people come back reconciled with God in Christ.
在十九节里面有讲他说我们耶稣基督怎样去为我们在身上做的事。
And guess who's God going to use?
你估下耶稣基督会用哪个
?Those of us who are in Christ.
每一个在主耶稣基督的里面的人。
God can use anything, anyone.
神能够用每一个人在每一处的地方。
But he entrusted you to bring this message of reconciliation to everywhere you're going to walk to and go to.
但是神耶稣基督就差派了我们叫我们去每一个地方都去代表他。
So are we willing to play for the front of the jersey?
我想问大家个问题你愿不愿意为到球衣前面的名字去征战
Are we willing to be ambassador for Christ wherever we go, whatever we do?
在无论我们做什么去哪里我们有没有去为耶稣基督去做
Before I pray, I want to make a quick announcement here because our church is committed to invest in your life.
我在最后结束之前我想跟大家分享一样东西因为我们教会很希望在你们的生命里面去做一些有一些作
为。We know that there are challenges in your walk. We know that we want to equip you to be the best ambassador for Jesus possible.
我知道在我们每一个人的生命里面都有很多的挑战。我们也很希望每一个能够有充足的装备成为基督的使者。
And so we as a church have purchased license to use this resource called Right Now Media.
所以我们教会呢就买了这个软件的版权。
This is basically a library of over 20,000 videos of Bible studies that is at your disposal on your iPad, on your phone, anytime you want.
这个的网站呢其实里面收藏了20,000个的视频是关于不同的查经。
And while not every single video, all the videos are in English,A good portion of them have Chinese subtitle at the bottom.
当然全部的视频呢都是用英文 但是很多的视频都可以有中文字幕。
There are videos for those of you who are parents.
里面是有些好好的视频是给作为家长的。
There are videos for those who want to learn how to be, responsible with your finance as a Christian.
有些呢我们在当中有我们理财的一些的从圣经角度去看理财的一些教导。
There are topics of all sorts that anything that will accommodate every one of us.
所以在当中 很多的内容都基本上可以覆盖我们每一个人的需要。
And our pastoral staff actually are thinking how can we supplement our sermon series, sermons with some of these videos that during the week you get to watch it and grow.
在教牧同工其实我们都在讨论我们每一个礼拜当我们讲这个信息的时候我们怎么能够可以运用这些视频去到帮助大家加深大家的印象。
And particularly for those who have kids, young kids, you don't know what to let them watch on TV, there are videos, thousands of videos, wholesome Christian videos that you can let them watch without worrying about what they're being exposed to.
在当中我们有一些视频在这个网站里面有很多的视频是很适合一些小孩去到看所以作为家长如果你好担心你的仔女在度睇紧啲咩嘅视频嘅话，我建议你用呢一个嘅网站，用佢哋里边嘅视频。
So you can sign up completely for free under our church。
所以咧，大家可以吓免费嘅注册登记，因为喺我哋教会嘅名下咧，你完全系免费。
So you can do either one of these ways。
你可以用呢两个唔同嘅方法。
And if you somehow miss this right now, you can talk to your small group members, small group leaders, and they can give you the information as well.
如果你遺漏咗嘅话，你可以迟啲同你个小组组长去攞翻呢啲嘅资讯。
I think you pay about $10 a month for Netflix.
我相信可能大家有呢一个 Netflix 嘅话，大概每个月要$10嘅月费。
This is completely free of charge because we want to invest into your growth and your walk with Jesus.
而呢个网站佢系完全嘅免费，因为我哋都好希望能够可以藉住呢个网站能够装备大家。
Let's pray together, Heavenly Father.
一齐嘅祷告。
Heavenly Father, we want to thank you so much for our time in your word.
我们感谢你给我们的话语。
God, thank you for making us new.
感谢你叫我们成为新人。
We are on our way to eternal destruction without your son dying on the cross for us.
如果不是你儿子为我们在十字架所为我们所流的血，我们每一个都只会走向灭亡。
Thank you that not only did you make us new.
多谢你，你唔单止叫我哋成为一个全新嘅人。
But as long as we're here on earth, you call us to be your agent of change to those who are still lost in this world.
你都叫我哋成为一个嘅大使，叫我哋帮助喺呢个世上好多未认识你嘅人，一啲失丧嘅人。
So God, help us to be ambassador for you this week.
求主，你帮助我哋呢个礼拜就成为基督嘅大使。
Speak, act in such a way that will reflect you.
让我们讲的说话让我们做的每一样的事情都能够好好地去到反映耶稣基督你自己。
Help us to point every person to Jesus Christ.
帮助我们叫我们所接触的人我们都能够帮助他们指向耶稣基督。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名我们祈祷。
Amen. Amen.